This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Radio that you control. Call in and take control of the airwaves. That number is 855-450-3733. And with me tonight, it's Aria,
Michael,
and Mark.
And we've got interesting news, an interesting story, rather, about Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas, as a lot of people like to call her. Do either of you remember the actual genetic results about her testing for being a Native American?
Wasn't it something like 3%?
Oh, you wish it was 3%. It's not even that.
0.3?
It was like half of a percent or something,
yeah,
right?
More than that. It's like a big fraction.
Well, there's interest.
Less than a percent.
It sucks for her.
I don't even know how you could get that percentage that she got while still being, white people only came to the continent in, like, the 1630s, right? It had to have been somebody who, you know, immediately got with an Indian.
And then never had any more.
And that was, yeah. Right, that was it. So, you know, the child of somebody who immediately got with an Indian, it doesn't make any sense. I don't know. There's probably a rape victim involved somewhere along the line.
You're not wrong, unfortunately, such as the story of, you know, American history and the colonization of the planet.
I'm pretty sure that the one little bit of Asian that I have in my past is probably some Mongol from Eastern Europe.
Okay.
And I'm just saying, it can go both ways.
That's true. So you had an interesting experience today. I want to hear about this because I've been having interesting experiences with banks as well, especially the one at which you had your experience. So what happened?
I was going to the bank to open up an account. I had decided that my business partner, Ian, since his mission in life is to spread Bitcoin adoption far and as wide as possible, he's made some banks very angry.
Sure.
And they really don't know what to do with him, so they just kind of get rid of him.
Right.
Well, since he and I happen to be involved in some of the same organizations, the Shire Free Church being one of them, and the Shire Free Church being the main organization through which he does his Bitcoin mission work, right?
Whatever you want to call this.
It is a mission, though, and this is why I'm okay with, you know, making the money, making the profit doing it, because I'm helping people literally acquire cryptocurrency to escape the banks. I'm making it more accessible for people because if they're using a lot of these exchanges and things like that, you know, you've got the HODL culture and all of that kind of crap. So people either hoard it or they spend it and have no simple, fast, easy way to replenish what they've spent. That's an important job.
In Ian's case, it's a not-for-profit, and he's not trying to make profits. He actually dumps the money that he, you know, whatever is, you know, made, if you want to use those terms in air quotes, back into projects that promote more cryptocurrency. So, you know, he's got he's the white knight paladin of Bitcoin out there and cryptocurrencies doing his thing, and all that's fine and dandy. The problem is that
I'm probably the bard of Bitcoin.
Yeah. some point, it tends to harm me, right? So at first I was, you know, all right, man, I'll sign this piece of paper.
Harm might be a strong word.
Okay, I'll finish my story and you tell me. And I, you know, even one of these little pieces of paper signed, so we could open these accounts, fine and dandy. Well, then TD Bank and Bank of America, you know, say, send us account cancellations. Oh, that's fine. And then they say, and you'll never have an account here again. I'm like, whoa. What about the, hey, I haven't done anything here. And, you know, I realized I signed a piece of paper, so I did do something. And, you know, anyway, with my bank account, I've had this bank, an account at this bank, this credit union for more than 15 years, I think.
Okay.
or going on it somewhere thereabouts.
And you wanted to open up a personal account at the same credit union.
I actually wanted to open up an account for an organization, but an organization
that's why you were there today.
That did not include Ian.
Okay.
Because I can see the handwriting on the wall, right? And it, you know, some point or another, Ian's going to get his butt kicked out of there too. And I don't want to get my butt kicked out of my bank. And I go in and my wife goes in and they tell her, sorry, you can't open an account. But wait, why?
Yeah. Wait, what?
They were going to let her do it, but then she sees the email address. So then they see the email address that she gives, mark@freetalklive.com. Wait, oh, sorry, you can't have an account. Because the ending of it, @freetalklive.com, is the same as Ian's. So you have some association with Ian, and nobody who has any association with Ian is allowed to have an account. And I'm like, but Ian's a member at this bank, so everybody here is associated with him. Do you have an account? And, you know, like, so they're not able to define what association means.
You're trying to use logic, and that doesn't work.
No, logic was not working in this circumstance.
This is not what logic is.
The guy with whom I was speaking said, I purposely didn't call the back office because I didn't want to know what this is about.
Well,
so he was operating from ignorance in the first place.
Could you have been like, well, I need to know what it's about, so go call them and find out?
He wasn't interested in doing that.
Isn't that kind of his job? Well, I guess if you're not a member,
well,
he
I
has
am a
no
member, but he has no obligation to it anyway. We're choosing not to do business with you. I said, but I have an account. You are choosing. We're not choosing not to do business in this way with you. All right.
Well, I intend to go by there and open up an account. It should be fascinating.
Well, good luck to you.
They closed the one that I was using, but of course it wasn't actually in my name. It was in a friend's name.
The part that kind of confuses me about this whole thing is that if they wanted, like, it's keep your friends close and your enemies closer kind of idea. If they wanted me to not do anything that was sort of bad or untoward with the account, and I don't know what they're proposing. I don't even know, right? Like, they're not accusing me of having done anything, so I can't propose to know what is bad other than talking to Ian. That's, you know, basically all I can tell is that I work for a libertarian radio program. Ian works for a libertarian radio program. The people who run this bank are from Massachusetts, thus likely either Democrats or Republicans. I'm going to go with Democrats. And so Democrats don't want to do business with libertarians. This is political alienation and against the law. That's the best I can come up with here. But I'm not going to go and find a lawyer to fight this because I don't care. I'm not a crybaby Democrat. You know, I don't care enough to pay the money to be able to you know, go and sue them or anything like that. I don't want to do that. And so,
well, plus I'm of the position that they're a private organization, so they should be able to discriminate against people on the basis of political ideology.
I don't go with that crap. I never have. If you go out there into the marketplace and you say, we're fair, just, and right and equal, well, then you darn well better be. Otherwise, you're going to operate by the rules that you purport, which is the law.
I do agree with that. They should follow their own rules and regulations and things like that. They say, we're not going to discriminate on the basis of political ideology. Then they should not.
And so if they wanted me to not do anything bad, why wouldn't they give me the account and then close it if I did do something bad, as opposed to just simply not giving me this additional account where I then, you know, I now have an account. They haven't closed my accounts. They just won't let me open another one. So I have an account there that I could just scuttle. If their problem is large cash deposits or whatever, I'll put together as much cash as I can and I can deposit. Whatever, I don't know. They seem to not like wire transfers. I could do the wire transfers now. I have no reason to behave myself, is what I'm saying.
Right.
If I would have a reason to behave myself, if it gave me an account and said, well, don't do these things. Which things specifically? All right, those things, I won't do them.
See, I would immediately do them.
I wouldn't do them. I just want a bank account.
Why do you offer the service if you don't want people doing the things?
And then Ian, of course, Mr. Freedom over here, he's like, oh, yeah, well, I can't promise you that I won't go get an account at the next bank you get and go and, you know, run right into the party and poop in the punch bowl as soon as I'm getting things going. And, you know, somehow or another, I'm supposed to just consider that fair.
I don't know. I mean, he said he couldn't like guarantee that he wouldn't but that he had no intention of doing so.
I've worked with him for more than 15 years now. I know when he says I can't guarantee it, that sometimes that means he's going to do it.
Yeah, which
like,
is...
Like, he's not lying. He can't guarantee it. It's because he's going to.
I don't know about that. Anyway, interesting experience. I intend to go there within the next few days to open an account.
This is the guy that said, let's move to New Hampshire. Maybe they'll build a giant dome over the state during winter time and keep the snow off and keep it warm.
Did you believe that?
A little bit.
855-450-3733.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Warning, this is a privacy alert. You are being spied on right now, as I speak, by your phone. If you want this to stop, visit GoDarkBags.com, and we'll show you how elite military units protect themselves and how you can, too. GoDark Bags are lab-tested and guaranteed for life. Visit GoDarkBags.com now and enter discount code FTL to save 15%. That's GoDarkBags.com. Discount code FTL. Your privacy depends on it. End transmission.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you talk, your name will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
You can do it if you try.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
talk radio that you control. Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight,
Michael
and Mark.
And I want to tell you about the trading platform launched at Bitcoin.com. It's called Local.com. And it actually respects people's privacy. There's no KYC to sign up for the site, although specific buyers and sellers may require a bit in order to do their transactions. It varies from trader to trader. Bitcoin.com doesn't hold any of the Bitcoin Cash. It's 100% under your control at all times. It uses an escrow system, which, if you use it correctly, it pretty much eliminates your chance of being scammed as a buyer. As a seller, you can still have to deal with chargebacks and things like that, but hey, that's just the cost of doing business.
Right. When you're a seller, you're doing business, and you should do your research a little more. When you're a buyer, you know, they should have a system that protects people who are trying to get in.
Right. And the escrow system is perfect for that. The seller puts the Bitcoin Cash into escrow. The buyer sends a payment and marks the trade as complete, and at that point, the seller can't cancel the transaction.
The best thing that could happen as far as a scam, the worst thing that could happen is as far as a scam to the buyer, is that the seller is a scam artist and says, okay, everything's done, send me your money. And instead of using the escrow system that they have or releasing the escrow or whatever it is that they do, they make mistakes, lots of them, early on. Basically.
Yeah, never trade with someone who wants to do it outside of escrow at local.bitcoin.com. And you can buy using PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or even meeting in person with cash. It's also transfer wires, e-transfer. There's a huge list of ways that you can, you know, buy Bitcoin Cash from normal people without dealing with corrupt institutions like Coinbase and all of those others who shall not be named. So go check it out. That's local.bitcoin.com. So you have a story about Elizabeth Warren that it seems is worth getting into. So what's...
Yeah, I just love this thing. It's from ZeroHedge.com, and this is the sort of article that made me a subscriber to Zero Hedge in the first place as of my RSS feed or whatever. And it's just great. So... It's entitled, authored by James Howard Kussler via Knussler.com, President of the Selfies. Unlike the 2016 Democratic presidential candidate, Elizabeth Warren doesn't radiate contempt, loathing, and horror at the task of mingling with the hoi polloi. For those of you who don't know what hoi polloi, it means the unwashed masses. She's become famous for staging lengthy sessions after campaign speeches to pose for selfies with her fans. The selfie seekers, you will notice, are all women. It's heartwarming as all get out. This is at the center of Warren's strategy for winning the next election, to cage all the women's vote and become the president of all the women of the United States.
Now, continue.
It's a shrewd strategy to turn the election into a gender bonding contest, but
shrewd?
Elections.
Is that the word?
Sure.
Shrewd? I don't think that word means what you think it means.
It's not clever. It's not unique. I mean, the last one was a gender contest.
I get it, but he's claiming that she's better at it.
Oh. Well, she
might be.
Anybody's better. I'm better at being a woman than Hillary Clinton.
Agreed. But elections have turned on equally Thaddeus premises previously, probably more often than not. Paradoxically, the lumbering President Trump, with his bay window belly, mystifying bouffant and fourth grade vocabulary, and the grab 'em by the crotch approach to romance, scored 53% of women's votes last time around. Perhaps that was more of a reflection of his opponent's titanic loathsomeness than of Trump's charms. But it only underscores Ms. Warren's gambit. All she has to do is swing a generous majority of American women.
Can we call
women.
Her Chieftain Warren?
He does have pictures here of her with a little feather in her head. A generous majority of American women over the other side. What you're talking about here is that President Warren, or excuse me, candidate Warren for president, she at one point claimed to be part American Indian in order to get a job at Harvard, and
she's kind of worked it into her entire personality.
Right. So now she's apologized for it. It's like the apology is the part of the personality.
Oh, has she?
Yeah.
She's like, I'm sorry, I lied for the last 40 years.
Lied isn't the way she described it, no.
Yeah, but she's a politician. I don't expect
like
a politician.
I'm sorry you felt that way?
Well, no. What she said was that, you know, this was family lore, that there was a, you know, an American Indian in there. And it's true, right? There was an American Indian there. I don't know how.
Fraction. It was 1 over 1,024.
Yes. That's really far back. I'm surprised it could be that far back.
One person in 10 generations.
Okay, yeah. One person 10 generations ago. Yep, that's certainly possible if you're blue-blooded enough. And, you know, so she said it was in their family lore. And everybody understands this, right? Like, if you have a family and if they talk about, you know, somebody back in the way back, usually an American Indian, and then you take the 23andMe test. I thought I was part American Indian, but I wasn't.
You gave your DNA to the government?
The government had my DNA. They weren't going to let me out of prison unless I gave it to them.
Well, fair point.
Yeah, so, you're screwed at that point.
Right. I got no reason not to give my DNA to the government.
You know, I think I grew up in the South. I think all three of us did, and I think that a lot of people have a story like that in their family history.
Right.
I certainly did, and I don't believe it.
And so she just went ahead and said, sorry, I believe the story, and you know, went off. And I guess it's believable enough. People forgive her. She is, in many ways, an exemplar of her sex. She's made the best for corn-fed Oklahoma looks. At 69, she capers energetically around the hustlings.
Hold on. Is this a facetious article, or they actually support this lunatic named Elizabeth Warren?
Oh, they don't support her, but I think that they sort of very fairly categorize her, right?
I don't fairly?
Does she interject?
She bounds energetically across the room like a gazelle.
Hustings and Spanx and Nina McLemore jewelry.
She's spry like a 26-year-old.
Pop-collared jackets as though she were America's yoga instructor. An appealing addition to her previous career as a distinguished Harvard law professor, she scores well on the feelings and sharing index, qualities that most men can only caricature. Claiming to be a Cherokee was a forgivable way of sharing useful identities for career advancement.
That's good.
Yeah.
That is great.
She has a palpable edge of anger about all the swindles and injustices in American life today, especially those spawned on Wall Street by the financial patriarchy. Hey, who can argue with that one? If she has a husband, she has. It's a Harvard Law professor, Bruce H. Mann. He might as well be hiding under a rock. Have you ever seen her husband?
No.
No, you haven't. Ms. Warren's big sell at this point.
She actually have a husband then?
Yeah, I didn't know she had one.
Yeah, the article claims she does.
Okay, interesting.
I'll go on with this.
Maybe she claims to have a husband in the same way that she claims to be a Native American.
Yeah.
She have 1,024th of a husband?
Perhaps.
What do you think about Elizabeth Warren and the current Democratic field? 855-450-3733. Again, this 855-453 is in free of Native American blood. Or use the Discord call-in lines at discord.lrn.fm.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has helped for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he will be discussing growing tensions with Iran when he addresses the UN General Assembly on Tuesday.
We'll be talking about Iran. We'll be talking about various things that we're doing.
Talking with reporters in New York, the president noted that the United States is putting great pressure on Iran through sanctions, and the sanctions are taking their toll.
Iran is a different place than when I took over. When I took over the United States, when I became president, Iran was a real threat to the entire Middle East and maybe beyond.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is accusing Democrats of playing politics with the whistleblower complaint. Opening the Senate, McConnell called it a sensitive matter and said it should be handled by the Senate and House Intelligence Committees behind closed doors and not in the media. The issue involves a July phone call between President Trump and the President of Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Talk about whatever is on your mind using our toll-free number of 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Michael,
and Mark.
And we're making fun of Elizabeth Warren here. So let's get right back into that. This is a very well-written article from, where did you say it was?
This is from Zero Hedge, but the author originally published it. The author is has his own website, a blogger. Originally published it at Knustler, K-U-N-S-T-L-R-L-E-R, .com.
The thing I like about it is that it sounds like an endorsement of Elizabeth Warren, but it isn't. It's very similar to JoeBiden.info, right? Which paints it all very positively.
Until you actually watch the video.
Right. And you start reading between the lines of what the actual words are saying. I love that kind of thing. So let's get back into it.
Yeah, Ms. Warren's big sell at this point in the campaign is Medicare for all, nationalized single-payer health care. The appeal is obvious. For one thing, other civilized countries manage to provide it for their citizens, and despite the counterclaims that people like their health insurance, the world has probably never seen such a pitiless, odious racket as the current system in the United States. I would agree.
Yeah, because it's not insurance.
Right. It's not free market either.
No, imagine using your car insurance to get your tires rotated or to get an oil change or something. That's how people are using their health insurance in the United States. And it's because doctors and hospitals and pharmacies and the insurance companies began working together to increase the rates of a doctor visit from $40 to $150.
All you have to know is that under the Bush administration, before all this stuff came out, $3 out of every $4 that were spent in health care were spent by the government. So to say that it was a free market would be ignoring three-quarters of the spending in the marketplace.
So what is it now? I would assume it's worse.
7/8. I mean, I guess
I will never. I will never forget.
Counting dentists and plastic surgeons. I don't know.
People just thrilled to death. Oh, the Affordable Care Act. We all have health insurance now, and it's like, no, you have a sheet of paper telling you that you have to buy health insurance, and it doesn't matter if it costs you $2,000 a year or whatever, and you're 23 years old and in shape and don't need health insurance. You're either going to be fined for that amount, or you're going to buy health insurance. That's not benefiting anyone but the insurance companies who needed to get those young, healthy people into the system in the first place to offset the cost of the fat people with diabetes.
Says here, ask the schnooks forced to take their kids to the emergency room who end up stuck with bills for $6,000 for a few stitches. Ms. Warren proposes something that would turn the medical industry into something more like the Motor Vehicle Bureau with doctors.
A medicine woman?
If you could find any doctors who would willingly sign on, which I doubt, and of course, because it invokes such strong feelings of maternal sympathy, Ms. Warren is also avidly raised her hand to support free health care for illegal immigrants, too, as a companion piece to the Democrats' open border policy. Ms. Warren
Hold on. What is she supporting?
Free health care for immigrants, illegal immigrants.
And to make health care work like the DMV.
Well, yeah, no doubt. Ms. Warren might win the nomination and even the election just on that portfolio qualities, especially if the economy goes into the tank under the golden golem of greatness.
She is not going to beat Donald Trump. The only Democratic candidate with any chance of actually beating Donald Trump is Tulsi Gabbard.
I think Tulsi Gabbard has the best chance. I think, however, that if the economy tanks and Trump doesn't seem to understand how the economy works, maybe I'm wrong. But
I tend to agree.
If it tanks, then he's SOL. I mean, he's got some of the worst ratings out there. He's a very divisive character and managed to make it probably in large part because his competitor was one of the most loathsome people to ever enter American politics.
Well, so is he, though, and that's what's so tragic about the 2016 election. Is that
sure? The 2016 election will stand forever as a beacon to how bad the choices that the two-party system gives us.
Yes.
No doubt.
Exactly.
However, if the Democrats recover only in the slightest, then they might just be able to pull this off. That's all I'm saying.
I don't think so, though, because they seem to have nominated Joe Biden in the same way that they nominated Hillary.
Yeah, they predestinated Joe Biden.
Joe Biden's a terrible choice. I will concur with you. But one of the reasons is that he undercuts the best arguments against Trump. Trump is a vile human being.
So is Joe Biden.
Uh-huh. That's the point.
Gotcha.
Elizabeth Warren, on the other hand, far less vile.
Like, is she, though?
Yes. Far less vile. At this point, she can simply...
It is relative being a disgusting
human being. It is relative, right?
Yes.
So I would concur with you that Tulsi Gabbard would probably make it much easier for the Democrats to win. However, then they don't get the funding from the military-industrial complex that they claim to hate. Yeah. But they don't.
But, I mean, if she can beat Trump, it seems... I'm not a Democrat.
Right. That's the problem, is they're never going to listen to us. They're never going to say, oh, well, you're right. I mean, the whole time during the Democratic nomination, I'm like, Hillary Clinton's a crook. She stacked the deck. She did this. She did that. And nobody cared. It's like, well, you know, we got to take her because Trump and stuff. And it just, whatever.
That's what's going to happen with Joe Biden as well.
Right. The political process sucks. And it isn't
going to
get any better by continuing to, you know, just let it go.
Have you heard that Tulsi Gabbard referred to taxation as theft on occasion?
Yes, basically that taxation's theft if you don't agree with it or something.
Yeah, taxation's theft if you don't agree on what it's being spent on.
Yeah.
Yeah, which I would agree with her.
Yeah.
But, you know, once she gets in office, that whole taxation is theft thing is going to be in the wind.
I tend to agree.
Yeah.
I like that she's adopting libertarian ideas to further appeal to the libertarians who, like me, generally support her. I wouldn't vote for her because I'm not going to vote for someone who actually wants to use presidential authority.
If I only vote on one issue. The president is the commander-in-chief, the military. The president doesn't make laws. So I don't care what Democrats or Republicans say about domestic policy. I wish that this would happen. Or that's what Elizabeth Warren's saying. I wish we had universal health care. She's a freaking representative, no, senator. So she has more power to make government health care happen now than she does as the president. All she's going to do is sign something into law at that point. However, the commander-in-chief does command the military, and so if somebody's sufficiently anti-war enough for me, I'll vote for him for president.
If I was a single-issue voter, and war would be that issue...
I'm contending that, in fact, you should be a single-issue voter when it comes to the presidency.
I don't agree or disagree. I just haven't given it really any thought.
Well, but now's your opportunity.
Under that, I'm trying to do radio. I can't talk and
you can't think
and talk
at the same time.
But under that issue, if I was a one single issue voter, the issue would certainly be war, because that's the hallmark of the state, right? So fewer war necessarily implies a smaller state. I would vote for Tulsi Gabbard.
I would vote for Tulsi Gabbard if she got the nomination, maybe. I don't know. I mean,
but they're doing everything they can to keep her from getting it.
It depends on who the libertarians put up. If that person is sufficiently anti-war, then...
They're going to put up Mitt Romney or Justin Amash.
Okay.
Oh, it's going to be one of those two.
All right.
And they're both horrible.
I'd have to look into Justin Amash a little bit more. I've heard good things about him, and I don't know much.
He was a good liberty-leaning Republican.
That's about all I could expect to get these days.
Yes, which is why I have no association with the LP.
Well,
a lot of people have
lower expectations of the Republican Party than you do the Libertarian Party.
Yes.
Okay.
That's a fair point.
All right.
I mean, I've seen people wanting Bill Weld to come back. I was like, you realize he formally left the Libertarian Party to run as a Republican, and you're like, hey, we need to get this guy back. And some of the same people who said this just constantly demonize Republicans for their bigoted stances on a lot of positions and issues. But no, when it comes to gun-grabbing Weld, it's suddenly acceptable.
That's how it is.
Yeah.
Politics is just a dirty, dirty trick.
It is. 855-450-3733. Again, that's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control, 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria,
Michael,
and Mark.
And we've been talking about Elizabeth Warren this hour and an article from Zero Hedge that quite rightly rips into her. And we've just been discussing politics in general, the upcoming 2020 presidential campaign. Sure to be entertaining, if nothing else.
That's what I'm hanging my hat on this one.
Yeah.
I'm just here for the lulls.
I would have liked to have seen the orb mother.
There was a time when I was worried about the fate of my country.
At this point, I'm no longer worried about the fate of
No,
my
I don't
country.
Care.
I know it's gone into the toilet.
I have emotionally moved on, right? Like, I had a 1976 Cadillac Eldorado convertible, the bicentennial edition, bedecked in flags. I mean, I was that guy.
Really?
And totally. And I've realized, A, that the government is a service organization and a terrible one. Right? Like, the United States government is certainly better than many governments out there. I'd rather be here than North Korea.
But it's a really low bar.
Indeed. It's like picking your favorite shape of poo, right? It's like going out into the cattle pasture and saying, I like this cow pie best. And, okay, that's all fine. But
if you have to pick one that's best, one will, by definition, be better than the others.
I don't even intend to retire here. So, like, I'm not even planning on long-term being in the United States. I think that it's the death knell is ringing for this thing, and you need to be considering your escape plan.
I think you're correct. Economically, at the very least, the hegemony cannot continue on forever. The $20 trillion debt, the inflation, the trade war with China, the rise of China economically, technologically, militarily, competition with Russia on the rise as well, and the United States is just constantly doing the same thing it's been doing since the start of the Cold War, which is acting like it's the biggest, baddest, most untouchable kid on the playground.
Everybody acts like they understand that the mainstream media is this organization there to confuse us and set us up on the wrong trail or whatever, and then they continue to do all that stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, your country is $22 trillion in debt. It is spiraling down the toilet. If y'all don't do something soon, it is going to be irrevocable. And
it's already irrevocable.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't care. I mean, it's pretty clear it's irrevocable because of the inaction of the American people. Yeah. They cannot get their heads out of their butts long enough to figure it out. So, sorry, it was a republic if you could keep it.
Look,
it hasn't been a republic in a long time, and it won't even be a nice place to live, likely, by the time your grandchildren are adults. So,
no, but a lot of this is necessary. Like, it's a world economy now, for better or worse. So the people of the United States, the workers, are competing with people in China, Indonesia, and other places like that, where they're totally happy making $2 an hour. Right. If we just continually consume things and don't produce these objects ourselves, then we're operating as sort of as a supernova that's just exploding everything out of it.
That would be true if the currency were just, right? Like, we're
sure.
Bleeding currency. But the United States, in the form of the Federal Reserve, creates all the money that it wants, and therefore the problem is bigger. At some point, the nations of the world, I mean, think about this for a second, ladies and gentlemen. The United States Federal Reserve creates the dollars that almost all international contracts are denominated in. If you're China, if you're Europe, if you're Russia, do you like the notion that your contracts, especially contracts for life-giving oil, are denominated in U.S. dollars? Would you try to do something to undercut that? And if your answer was no, you shouldn't be in charge of any countries. You're a moron. If your answer is yes, then you need to understand that all the nations of the world are shooting for the king of the hill. And you can't just lollygag and dance at the top of the hill and expect everything to be fine. And if you just go ahead and say that the liars and thieves at the top of the hill are going to take care of it, I'm talking about the politicians, ladies and gentlemen, the liars and thieves are going to take care of this because they always have, understand, they're not patriots. Your patriotism is useful to them.
Yeah.
Because
it's part of how they manipulate us.
Absolutely. They're going to go on to the next place. They're going to take their fortunes and their Lear jets and their yachts, and they're going to pick up and they're going to go to the next spot. And then they're going to begin milking that cow because this cow's too old to milk anymore. And then we're going to be in here arguing about which bathrooms to use and why that football player isn't standing up for my favorite song.
Let's go to the phones. We've got Olivia calling in from Arizona. Olivia, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Aria. I saw your city council video. That's really exciting. Yours and Ian's. Thought y'all did a really good job. How's that going?
Thank you. It's going pretty well. I've gotten out there door knocking a couple of times in the last few weeks. Since I'm not going to be on FTL tomorrow, I intend to do it tomorrow as well.
Is it terrifying for you to knock on doors? I mean, you're like 6 foot two with bright red hair. Do you wear a little skirt?
Sometimes.
No, I meant door knocking.
Sometimes.
Okay. Is that terrifying for you?
Why would it be terrifying?
Because there's people out there that do not like 6 foot two people with bright red hair wearing skirts.
And you're not wrong.
Okay.
Parts of Ward 2 are definitely not
safe.
Let's go with safe. Yeah, but I walk down those streets just the same. I mean, I'm not afraid.
Good for you.
So.
Good for you. That's awesome. Well, I just wanted to comment on Elizabeth Warren's Native American ancestry, possible ancestry. Because one thing I thought was interesting that nobody brings up is that there were white people who were abducted by Native Americans and then turned into tribe members, right? Some of them didn't even want to leave. And I also wanted to mention...
Brainwash is powerful.
Right?
Children, I recall hearing a case about some girls in California or near Arizona, California, somewhere in that area back in the 1850s, 1860s.
One of the famous ones is like the Oatman family.
Yeah, that was it. I think.
Yeah, very cool. I just wanted
to not like they were giving up automobiles and cell phones to go live with the you know, the savage natives. I mean, living in the frontier wasn't that much different than living in the tribe, I'm sure.
Right. They had more. They probably had more freedom, honestly, especially if you were a woman, if you got to go live with the Native Americans.
I would imagine that would depend on the tribe. But what was it? I can't remember who it was. The Longfellow. What was his book? I'm not sure which one, but he was basically saying that you know, the braves really only considered themselves good enough for hunting and war, and the women took care of all the rest. But that's just one particular tribe, and I think it was the Mohicans he was describing there.
Interesting.
That's true. Case by case. I wanted to mention a video that I saw on a YouTube channel called KOLC-TV. If you look up Lakota Cradle Board, one of the elders, her name is Carol Ironrope, at 33 minutes and 40 seconds, she talks about how the Native American, well, at least the Sioux tribe, was always very inclusive, and they even had ceremonies to, like, bring people into the tribe. And it was actually the white government that said, you have to be this percentage to really be a Native American. So I wonder if it's kind of like the Jewish thing, where you can be Jewish by religion or Jewish by ethnicity, but either way, you're Jewish. I kind of feel like Native American is the same thing. You know what I
kind of
mean?
Feel like Jews really don't believe that stuff, just to be clear. you know, having chit-chatted with a few about my one maternal ancestor way, 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 way back that would have made me Jewish by birth, you know, it isn't going to get me into Israel if there's some kind of problem here, I can tell you that much. I can't get Israeli citizenship.
I'm not touching this one.
Just saying.
That's an interesting take on it, Olivia. Thank you so much for the call. The whole thing around Native Americans, it's a huge tragedy that doesn't really get talked about very much. But everything that happened there was horrific. And it's not something I particularly enjoy thinking about.
Well, I
have no responsibility for what happened.
I'm not gonna make any justifications, but it's not like war was new to the Native Americans, right? They came in here and
may have been new, though.
They fell for the same old trick. Most of the genocide was biologically based, and you know, nobody had anything to do with it. It was just, well, turns out when one continent reaches another that smallpox spreads and somebody dies.
Yeah. Which is unfortunate for its own reasons. 855-450-3733. Again, that's 855-453 is in Free Talk Live.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app. Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at mark@freetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. mark@freetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, mark@freetalklive.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.